This is North Shore Today for Friday, July 15, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. It'll be sunny today, high in the mid-70s. A 70-year-old Marblehead woman has been charged in the death of a Byfield nursery worker after being struck by her car. Salem News is reporting Janet Bach was arraigned on Tuesday in Newburyport District Court. The incident happened May 21 of this year, claiming the life of 47-year-old Susan Nico and injuring several others at Byfield Greenhouses and Garden Center. Christian Wade is reporting in the Salem News that the Massachusetts Senate has approved $10.4 billion in a bond bill to leverage federal pandemic aid and surplus revenues to fund infrastructure upgrades. Projects include funding for public transportation, fixing aging water and sewer systems, road repairs, and more. Lynn Item is reporting at Swampscott's Stand Up Kids paddleboard program is back on track after being canceled last month. It will begin on Monday at Fisherman's Beach. The revived program will begin July 18 and run for 4 weeks. Also in the item today comes word that nearly 100% of Essex County is in a severe drought, meaning that the area faces stunted crop growth, increased chance for wildfires, decline in honey production, wilted and browning gardens, and other agricultural problems. Check out additional local news coverage over the weekend right here at msonewsports.com. Sports with Bill Newell. Next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
In MSO Sports, the Red Sox lost to the Rays last night, 5-4, losing 3 out of 4 games in Florida. Red Sox open a series in New York tonight against the Yankees. The Navigators, off yesterday, host the Valley Blue Sox tonight in Lynn at 6:30. Little League Baseball playoffs continue around the North Shore. Last night, Peabody West beat Swampscott 8-3. Gloucester blanked Beverly 4-0. The Salem News has named Kendall Scully of Masconabit High School as their Girls Tennis Player of the Year. And don't forget the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk with Nick and Nick return today, later this afternoon, on MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell on North Shore Today.